This morning on the way to church, and Dara could witness that, I did some silly thing. It would have been just a very straightforward route from Johnsonville to Waystown. But twice, I detoured because I just not thinking and not seeing and not watching, and I took the wrong turn. So I did once and then came back and I still got it wrong. But finally I got here. So it wasn't a very good start of a day. You know, sometimes we all have such a day that you feel that, did I get out the wrong side of the bed or something, you know? And things just didn't quite work out the way we hope to be. But then there are other days as well that are just perfect. You know, the weather is good. Everything that you plan to do just came off perfectly. Perfect. That's the kind of days that you and I love to have. But not all days can be perfectly good or just not so good. Well, today we read the passage that Jesus went to the synagogue and, of course, to worship God. And not only that, he's read from the book of Isaiah. You know, when we hit a not-so-good day, do we sometimes wonder, what's happening? Is this life? Is it all there is to myself today? What's going on? Now, behind each of these questions, and you may have a number of other questions you may ask, behind each of these questions is about, who am I? Who are we? And what life is all about? Because we know for sure that not everything can work out nicely all the time and every day. Now, I think that this is exactly what Jesus is responding today in the gospel passage about the story of him at the synagogue and reading that particular passage. Now, these questions about who we are and what is all about in our lives is not so much question to be answered. Of course, we may have answer to these questions. But I feel it is more importantly to think in this way, that it is about life to be lived. Life to be lived. Now, chances are your answer to these kind of questions today may not be exactly 10 years ago. It may not be 30 or 40 years ago. But think about what Jesus happened. At his baptism that we have heard most recently, he heard a voice saying to him, "You are my son, the beloved, and you I am well pleased." Wow, what kind of incredible affirming statement. That's kind of day that you want to have. God may be speaking into your life. Then he went to the wilderness immediately, and he spent 40 days being hungry and by himself, and not only that, he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing. Now, these two experiences, very contrasting. One said, you are loved, you are special, you are the Son of God. And then he was alone and facing all that kind of temptation by himself. In the end, we can summarize these two experiences, love and suffering. Love and suffering. And that's something you and I experience throughout our lives. If it's not in one day, sometimes you may be loved a moment and then you face some suffering following in the same day. But these are things that can happen to us always, all the time. Now, they are the two things, this love and suffering, that have the power to really grab our attention and make us a little bit more self-reflective. And that may even change our lives and how we look at lives themselves. They are the power to shape and to form our lives in ways other things or experiences may not. Just imagine we've heard the good news of some of those hostages being released today or just happened. Just imagine their experience have changed their lives significantly, if totally. And now they have been released and they have found freedom and able to return to the families. Now in the synagogue, Jesus take this reading. He opened it up and he looked for this area where prophet Isaiah has written. Now let me recall these words again. Jesus read from the scripture. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he announces, "Today, this scriptures has been fulfilled in your hearing." Been fulfilled in all those who have heard those verses from scriptures, from the book of Isaiah. And I believe today, when God speaks to us through the scriptures, we also need to hear what God is speaking and saying into our lives. And here, I wonder, is Jesus the only one anointed to fulfill the words of scripture? What about you and I? Aren't we also anointed and called to fulfill the scriptures today? Now, of course, you and I may not fulfill the scripture in the same way Jesus does. All right? We are not called to go to the cross and to be nailed there and then walk off and come off alive and so on. But aren't we also called, anointed, to fulfill the scriptures in each of our lives today and every other day? May we also not be anointed by God, by the Holy Spirit, to have that power and the strength to make life's difference in one another. Now, the word Jesus read from Isaiah are not exactly the quotation. If you compare the two, it's not exactly identical. So Jesus changed some wording, but that's fine. He's Jesus, right? He could always change whatever he wants. But he has chosen and arranged particular portion of the Isaiah text to create a special, specific passage. And I believe that that specific message is for people then, but it's also for you and I today. Now, he's been paying attention and listening to the life that wants to enter the world through him. What I mean is that he knows that life will come through him and into the world and to all who hear and to listen to him. He's been discerning what matter most to him and the values he wants to embody and live. To fulfill the words when he was baptized, that you are my beloved, I'm well pleased. He needs to fulfill what he has been called to do in his life as he walked on earth and to bring it to completion. So dear brothers and sisters, on one hand, Jesus was anointed. So are we to a call to do God's wonderful work. So what is that work that you and I need to do? In what ways have love and suffering shaped who we are and revealed the life that wants to enter the world through each one of us? God's life can enter the world through each one of us and into the lives of those who are around us. Life, and I'm talking about the life of God, the life of Jesus, the eternal life, the powerful life that wants to enter the world through you. Jesus is neither reminiscing about the past nor forecasting the future here. He comes to his people and speak about today, death, right now, the instant. He spoke then, and today, this day, God is speaking to you and I. He says that today is the day of fulfillment. Is he talking about today, January 26 or 25? Or is he talking about today is the day that he was at the synagogue, Nazareth? I believe it's both. Yes and yes to that question. Today is the day, and every day is today. Can we treat it like that? Today is today, and every day is today. So what do we do? Or what do we do not do today that may make a difference for the lives of our children, our grandchildren, our relatives, our friends, our neighbors? Today is the day. Today, the Spirit of the Lord is here. If we worship God today at St. Luke's, we believe that the Holy Spirit is with us today. Right now, His presence is here. Today is the day of anointing. Do you feel anointed and charged and feel energizing that I will make today the day of God's favor? Today is the day to bring good news to the poor. How do St. Luke's go and bring that good news to others? Not just the poor, but everybody who may cross our path. Today is the day to proclaim the release of the captives and recovery of sight of the blind. Now, if some of us gifted that way, fine. Remember the Corinthian passage earlier read out to us? There are many gifting in the church and the body of Christ. Now, if we have the gift of healing, that would be great, fantastic. But we may not have that particular gift. But we have the ability to speak light into the lives of others, to help them to release them from the bondage with the power of the Holy Spirit. Do we speak those words of freedom into the lives of others today? Do we help people to recover sight? Not necessarily physical sight, but they can see Jesus for themselves. That is also recovery of sight, because many people in this world is blinded. Blinded because they cannot see the gospel. They cannot hear the gospel. They do not see Jesus. And we need to speak that life into the others of lives so that they can be released from their bondage and open their eyes to see Jesus. That is speaking recovery of sight to the blind. Today is the day to let the oppressed go free. Can we speak freedom into the lives of others? Help them, whatever bondage, addiction, and anything they may have, can we speak life into them with the power of the Holy Spirit? Today is the day that we proclaim that 2025 is the year of the Lord's favor. Can we say that to ourselves? Can we say that to others? And can we say that to St. Luke's, that 2025 is going to be different because it is the Lord's favor? So, we could also say that today is the day of some practical things. Today is the day to love. Today is the day to tell the truth, particularly the truth of God. Today is the day to forgive. Today is the day to end racism and discrimination. Today is the day to welcome strangers and migrants and other people into our midst. Today is the day to feed the hungry, those with needs. Today is the day to reconcile and make peace, opportunity to mend bridges and relationships. Today is the day because you and I heard in our Old Testament reading from Nehemiah, the day is holy to the Lord. Today is a holy day to the Lord. This day, today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but make it today. Today is not yesterday. That's past already. We cannot claim it back. Tomorrow is still yet to come. But today, opportunity for us to act and to do something about it. There's no other day, no better day than today to act. Today is the day. So the fulfillment is always in progress. Work in progress. Our life is work in progress. This whole fulfillment of the Lord is in progress. It is who we are becoming and what our lives are is all about. In closing then, so let me ask you this. What's the scripture you have been anointed to fulfill today? We heard the Old Testament books. We heard the Corinthian passage. We've heard the gospel passage. And then all other words through the songs and whatever else that we surround them with us today. What we have been anointed to fulfill today in your life? Ask God to show you. What are we to make of today? We still have, I don't know how many, what time you go to bed tonight, but you still have a good a number of stretch, right? At least maybe 8 hours or 10 hours left today. What can we make of today? Have you ever been present when history was being made? I don't know, you may have. Maybe you have been attending to some historic events that you were right there and wow, what a history, what a day. But maybe you have been in your own personal history in some way along the way. Or some milestone that has been very important to you, like getting married or giving birth or some other important milestone in your life. What I'm talking about, my dear friends, is that bigger than what it is ourselves. I'm talking about eternal history. God's eternal history. I'm talking about God's story as being written in the lives of yourself and many around us. Just as the event took place when Jesus walked among us in his hometown of Nazareth back in those days. But eternal history will be proclaimed in the hearing of living people, men and women at Nazareth and today as well. When Jesus stood up, people listened. Can people listen to what we may say to them about Jesus today? Jesus has his significance and his purpose in the plan of God. But you and I too have the same purpose and the same plan. That Messiah has come. God's plan, prophecies are written in the Bible by God's own Spirit so that you and I might know where we stand according to God's timetable. You know, a full third of the Bible concern prophecy, so it should matter to all of us as a subject to draw and pay attention to and wonder. So what prophecy are being fulfilled in your life, anointed by God, proclaiming his favor? As Christian, we know who holds tomorrow and who holds our hands. It is important that we ask ourselves if we are living at a time when God's words are being fulfilled in our hearing through our lives. And that's what I want to put to us all today. And how may we respond to that calling? Amen.